spot on 8:40, hit breakfast with Gaundy and Maz. So my wife Jamie and I took a little stroll down Ramsey Street when we're in Melbourne.
How nice.
It's called Pinoak Court.
You've
never been there?
No, I lived in Melbourne for a whole year, actually, and I've never went, just didn't do it.
It is pretty interesting once you get there, because you go, oh, wow, this is it.
This is
where they make the show. Out the front of one of the houses is a big for sale sign at the moment.
I'm guessing this is quite rare that a house would come up for sale on what we know as Ramsey Street.
I think so, yeah. I mean, I'm interested to know what's involved with living on Ramsey Street. Do you get paid to be there? What happens when you're filming? And look, it is for sale. So if you're in the hunt to buy a house, maybe this is the one for you.
Perhaps.
And Carolyn joins us right now from a listing agent from Barry Plant Real Estate who's selling the house.
Whoa.
Morning, Carolyn.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm so good. How are you?
Really well, thanks. I'm very excited to be selling this property.
I bet you are. Can you give us some of the specs of the house?
Oh, look, it's a beautifully maintained, very modern home with 4 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, 3 huge living areas and a wraparound balcony overlooking a park out the back.
Yeah, I saw some of the pics on the big for sale sign you've got out the front. The house looks epic. Like there's a,
it is.
It's a nice place.
Yeah, the owner's put a lot of love and care into it. She's been there for over 30 years. And sorry to be leaving, but it's time to have a sea change for her.
It must be tough to leave Ramsey Street.
Yes. Well, she's got some very fond memories of when they've been filming Neighbours there when her children were young. There was one time where they had some entertainment for the kids, you know, and lots of famous people were in the street.
Did Toadie get the guitar out, did he, and put on a show?
I'm not sure that that quite happened.
Is this what happens, though? I mean, obviously when they're filming there, do they get to know the actors? Mm-hmm. What's involved when they're filming? Are you told to stay inside? How does it work?
Well, of course, before they actually shoot, they have a bit of a rehearsal. So during that time, the people living there can come and go.
Right.
But when they're filming, they stay in the home or they may go out. They just have to move their cars out of the driveway because, of course, they're filming front yards. And depending on which property it is too, some are used more than others in terms of backyards, etc.
So, Carolyn, can I ask, does this, like having a house on Ramsey Street where Neighbours is filmed, does that add to the appeal of the home or does it detract because you're going to be interrupted as a resident of the street?
Well, you're not really interrupted, to be quite honest, because they're only there for a few hours once to twice a week. You know, sometimes between 7 and 12 maximum is what I've been told. So, you know, the only downside is you just have to stay away from the camera, really. But a lot of people are very keen. We've had people who are fans of the show come through and wanting to buy it for that purpose. We sold the neighbouring property 8 years ago.
Yeah.
And a fellow from the UK bought it as an investment because he just loves Neighbours.
Oh, how funny.
Stick it up on Airbnb, get some people through there.
That's a piece of history, isn't it?
Yeah, if you're a super fan, this is the ultimate opportunity because there's not many houses on that cul-de-sac. So this is it's a rare opportunity. How many would be sold over the last few years? Not many.
Well, as I say, the next door property was 8 years ago.
Eight.
And there's been one in between that was sold 2 years ago, but it's a very tightly held street.
I bet it is.
Do you get paid to be there when they're filming? Is there anything in it for the owners?
Absolutely. They get I can't divulge the amounts. It varies per home, but there's a very healthy return.
Oh.
For your time.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Well, that's easy money, isn't it?
But you're getting paid to be out of your house or like in your house.
You can still be inside your house. You just don't go into the street when they're filming.
Right.
Just peer out the window, between the blinds. Is these two the lies?
And I imagine you couldn't change the front of your house, though, because it needs to look the same on the TV show. So you couldn't just get out there and paint the front.
Well, you just need to get permission from the crew.
They have to weave it into the story that one of the characters just sort of did an update on the home.
That's a really good point, Gaundy, because if you wanted to do a second level addition or something, you would have to. Can you imagine if just one day somebody walks down Ramsey Street on Neighbours and all of a sudden there's a second level on their house that they didn't really talk about? That would be strange.
Already hit the big bucks. So, talking money, How much do we think this house might go for? We need to know.
Range.
What are we thinking?
What's
ballpark?
The reserve?
There's no set reserve at this early stage. That'll be set on the day.
Oh.
But the indicative selling range is from 1.3 to 1.43. So it just depends on what happens on the day. It's a little bit different in Victoria. Buyers don't have to register before turning up to bid, whereas I understand in New South Wales they have to register in advance.
Sure. And
interesting.
Then is the auction happening at the property but also online? So if you're not physically there, you can still phone it in, so to speak?
Yes, through a company called Anywhere Auctions. The buyers that can't be there register with Anywhere Auctions and they can bid online.
All right, so this is all going down 1st of May, 11 o'clock. The house will be sold, potentially. I mean, it's up for auction, so I think it might get close to two million.
Notify all of the neighbours' fan pages on Facebook this auction, and I think there'll be some healthy bids come through on the 1st of May, Carolyn.
I'd say so, and we're very fortunate to have Barry Plant himself calling the auction, which will be wonderful.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, all right. It all goes down in a couple of weeks. Carolyn, thanks so much for joining us on the air. Fire up the music as we depart here this morning. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Get your bids in, guys.
And sold.